he's trying to make out that water charges have something to do with conservation. As we've pointed out, the metering program has gone nowhere near what they initially said it would. And in any case, if people do reduce their use of water, the regulators made it clear that Irish Water can be given permission to increase water charges. So really, no matter what the what people do, they will end up paying a hefty price for water. And his comments about, you know, you can turn off the tap or do other things doesn't really stack up. And what he's doing is he's really insulting our intelligence, because we know that these charges are not being introduced to fund the water services, but really they're just another element of the bondholder taxes that we'll all be paying for some time to come.
You're effectively saying that if the government were serious about conservation, then rather than spending millions installing water meters, they'd be spending millions fixing broken and rusty pipes.
That's right. I mean, he admitted himself the figure that 40% of treated water is actually wasted through the leaky pipe system. And, you know, it would have been a far better investment for the country and put more people to work repairing that rather than ripping up the pavements up and down the country to install water meters. And even when the whole program is finished, less than 60% of properties will actually be metered. So effectively, there's going to be a lot of people anyway who are just going to end up paying a flat rate of water charges. So that actually makes the metering program completely ineffective, and the whole effort and expense of putting in metering would have been far better put into repairing the 40% of water that's wasted in the system.